July 3rd, 2011, the midnight service at the United Hearts Field. A torrential thunderstorm with much lightning began during the rosary and ended abruptly at the end of the prayer service. Luke chapter 9, verses 24 through 26. First, I see the United Hearts image, then Jesus and Blessed Mother appear. Blessed Mother says, "Praise be to Jesus." Jesus says, "I am your Jesus, born incarnate." Jesus says, "I come not to alarm humanity, but to draw all people and all nations into the embrace of our united hearts. Please understand that what is to come in the future has already been set in motion by the hand of my Father. I do not know the hour of its unfolding. Only the Father knows. The hope I offer is that there is still time for my mercy to mitigate what will come. If the world does not repent of its self-reliance and turn to me, there will be less mitigation. The best preparation for what lies ahead is preparation of the heart in holy love. In this effort, the soul brings his needs to me first and then waits for inspiration of the Spirit. In this preparation through the chambers of our united hearts, you will be at peace even in the midst of chaos. You will sense my direction in you. You will know the next step to take. The chambers of the united hearts open the gateway to the New Jerusalem. So then, if you are citizens of the New Jerusalem, fear will not settle upon your hearts. I tell you in all truth, the most valuable possession anyone can own is holy love in his heart. Therefore, understand that you should stockpile not goods of the world, but warehouse holy love in your hearts. You do not know and cannot comprehend the length and breadth of justice. But you do understand that no one enters paradise outside of my Father's will. You must understand my Father's will for you is holy love. Therefore, let holy love be the life-saving commodity you focus upon, for holy love gives you eternal life. The most important thing these days is to be God-reliant first, trusting in my provision, which always leads you to your salvation. In this trust, my royal provision will be yours. I will lead you as to steps to take, directions to go. If you discern properly, you will be at peace. If you trust only in your own efforts, my hand of protection will not rest upon you. In plain language, I am saying, keep your focus on God's divine will, holy love. All else will be given. You will know what to do and when to do it. We will prepare together for any event in the future. This is God-reliance. Please comprehend the urgency of my need for divine love to spread around the world, beginning with these messages of holy and divine love. I desire the flame of divine love be as a great conflagration, spreading across every continent, igniting devotion in every country, and inspiring every heart with a sincere desire for personal holiness. Those who call me friend, but do everything in their power, including lies and calumnies to oppose this mission, do not know me, nor do I know them. Search for holy truth, and you will find it here at this site and in these messages. Do not oppose me. Do not join in league with Satan. I invite you one and all to claim your salvation by living in holy love. Do not affiliate with those who do not support human dignity and freedom from conception to natural death. Be my apostles of love, through and through. My brothers and sisters, thank you for persevering amidst much opposition and Satan's discouragement tonight. Heaven weeps for those who do not accept the light of truth in their hearts. You are being blessed by many lights, lights from heaven that I am giving you as a gift aside from the storm Satan is trying to scare you away with. Persevere in the face of all opposition. I love you, my brothers and sisters, and we're extending to you tonight the blessing of our united hearts.